after so many delays, Bunconnell Community Hospital has been put back. The works to begin yet again until quarter three of this year, with works likely to take 18 months to complete. So we're now looking at 2 years before Bunconnell Community Hospital is open again. And look, this is just not acceptable. We thought this was going to start in June. Then we were told last September. Then we were told the start of this year. And now we're being told quarter three. And I know there'll be people listening to this right now who are bitterly disappointed that their loved ones from Bunconnell being cared for miles from home. People are really, really struggling with it. And it's just not acceptable. And I just don't think people will take any more of this.
And to put this into perspective, when did this all initially begin?
This is years in the pipeline, and it was over a year ago that elderly people were moved out of Bunconnell Community Hospital for works to begin. But they had taken that even reluctantly at the time because they thought they would be back in a relatively short amount of time. But as the dates pushed on from June to September to the start of this year to quarter three this year, this is just becoming more and more frustrating and angering for people who want to care for their loved ones at home. And to further compound the frustration is that when the works are completed, capacity won't even have increased. It'll be the same number of beds and the same number of people cared for before work started. And I think that's a really badly missed opportunity. And that's just compounding the anger and the frustration felt in the community of Bunconnell right now.
And as you said there, this is going to be, just another time that it has been pushed back. So for people listening, you know, it's not very reassuring that they actually will begin now whenever they're said they're going to begin. You know, people are likely to be like, well, that's what they said this time. By the time that comes around, it'll be pushed again.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, to be honest, people have lost hope. They lost hope months ago. And this news is just going to be a further body blow to those people that just want to get the works completed so they can get their loved ones back nearby and to care for them. And this is desperately hard news and difficult news for people to take. But look, Potter McLaughlin got this information confirmed. He'll be pushing along with myself, with the HSE, with the Department of Health, to make sure that there's no further delays, that it can start as soon as possible, because it's just very, very difficult for families in Bunconnell, and it has to begin. It has to begin as a matter of priority ASAP.